Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. This is Cheryl Fritz on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. I've been looking forward to this interview given the weather outside right now. On the phone, I have Amy Swade, who's Director of Public Relations for Meyer Gardens in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Good evening, Amy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good. One of my favorite exhibits there that I've been to many times is coming up soon, and that's Butterflies Are Blooming. Why don't you tell us a little about what it is, and then I'll take off with some questions from there.
Well, it is a two-month exhibition that is perfect for this time of year because it is located in our 80-degree, humid, lush tropical conservatory, and we have thousands of tropical butterflies that are shipped in the chrysalis form, and they emerge in our tropical conservatory, and they can fly freely around, and visitors can watch them interacting.
When do the chrysalises start coming in? I guess I'm kind of interested in some of the background of how this exhibit gets ready to go for people.
Sure. Well, we typically get them the middle of February, and some of them actually start blooming a couple days after they first come in. But we do get them earlier just so that they do have time to emerge, and we have, you know, 100 to 200 or more flying around when the exhibit officially starts on March 1st.
Now, that when they come in, I was looking on your website, which is spectacular, by the way, the entire website. Kudos to whoever put that all together.
Thank you.
But they're sorted and inspected and sorted for variety and then put in different areas inside, or?
That's right. Well, we sort them by the type of species they are, and they are placed in what we call our butterfly bungalow. And that's just kind of a safe house for them to dry out when they actually emerge from their chrysalis. They spread their wings and dry out their wings before they actually are released into the conservatory. So people can see the different types of chrysalis. Obviously, they come in different shapes and sizes, and people can really see what those look like when those adult butterflies emerge.
And what about lifespan? We always get sad about the lifespan of a butterfly, but that's part of it.
It is relatively short. It is about 2 weeks, maybe 2 to 3 weeks, depending on the individual species. But we like to say that they have a much better life here because it's predator-free, and sometimes they live a lot longer than they usually would in their natural environment.
Well, that's certainly looking at the glass half-full side of it, isn't it, Amy? And what the reason it's so popular, I mean, A, because it's spectacularly beautiful, but to be able to just walk around or sit on a bench inside and have the butterflies fly around you and land on you with, you know, if you have certain colored clothing on, they kind of are partial to that, is pretty extraordinary.
That's right. It's just a great way to interact. And it's interesting for all ages, especially, you know, the little ones up to adults, because it's such a learning experience to see them in that different life cycle. And then to see them up close, they're not behind a screen or glass, with the exception of when they're in the chrysalis form. And so it's really interactive.
And what about docents or guides or something? I mean, what if you're there and yes, it's beautiful and you're looking around, but you want more information than that? Are there guided tours that you can be involved with?
We don't necessarily have a guided tour, but we do have a great staff of volunteers that work as docents in the Tropical Conservatory. And they're mostly centered around the butterfly bungalow, explaining the different types of species and what's happening when those butterflies come out of the chrysalis. But then we also have a great looking guide that shows them in both the chrysalis form and then the adult form. So you can really see what you're looking at and be able to identify those by name.
What are the hours, and when does this open to the public for the Butterflies Are Blooming?
It opens officially on March 1st, and we are open every single day of the week from 9 to 5. On Tuesdays, we're open until 9 p.m., and Sundays, we're open 9 a.m. to 5 a.m. or 5 p.m. as well.
And what about the website? I mentioned how great the website is, and what a great way to get a look at what's going on at Meyer Gardens.
That's right. Our website is full of great information, and that's meyergardens.org. It has our hours, prices, and other things going on as well.
And speaking of other things going on as well, are there some upcoming events as soon as maybe some of this snow melts or even before?
Well, that's right, even before. In our Lena Meyer Children's Garden, it's a great place to keep the kids busy after they've seen the butterflies. We have some related activities and crafts puzzles and games and things of that nature. But then we also have a great indoor sculpture gallery, and we have right now on display until the first part of May a pop artist named Jim Dine, and he has a great selection of sculptures there that are very interesting and brightly colored, and that would be a great addition to the trip as well.
And the Meyer, the Frederick Meyer Gardens are officially called Frederick Meyer Gardens and Sculpture Park. And is this referring largely to the sculpture park that is outdoors?
That's right. We have 132 acres where there are other internationally acclaimed works of art placed in nature. And it is open during the winter if you feel you'd like to brave the snow and go outside. Our paths are always plowed, and you can take a beautiful scenic walk in the sculpture park. And I mentioned the children's garden, that's also open. So there are plenty of things to do both indoors and outdoors.
And the horse has got to be one of the biggest drawing cards, excuse me, the replica of the Michelangelo horse.
That's right. That is one of our popular destinations out in the sculpture park. It's called the American Horse. And it was by an artist that took Da Vinci's drawings and then obviously made it her own to make it into a real-life sculpture.
I have no idea why I said Michelangelo. Thank you.
Oh, that's okay.
I just sounded, I'm not sure what I just sounded, but I freely admit I knew I was thinking the right thing. I knew when I said that it didn't sound right. Of course, it's the Da Vinci horse. Thank you for that correction and clarification, Amy. What do we look forward to when things start blooming in the spring at the Frederick Meyer Gardens?
Well, obviously, we have other exhibitions, sculpture-related, coming throughout the year, but then the outdoors is just a beautiful place to visit during the summer, and even the spring, we have beautiful tulips and other spring blooms coming out. The children's garden is so much fun for kids to visit during the summer. But then our sculpture park has these great tram tours. It's about 45 minutes, and the tram is a narrated tour, and it takes you throughout the entire ground. So that's a great way to see everything without necessarily having to walk the whole 132 acres. So that's always a really interesting part of the trip as well.
Well, it's certainly something for everybody. I have made countless trips there with my children as they were growing up, and I'm not sure who enjoyed them more, frankly. It's a mutual admiration. Amy, I appreciate your time so much this evening, and we'll be over to see the Butterflies Are Blooming exhibit starting March 1st. And, of course, to see the Da Vinci horse, the American horse. I appreciate your time so much. Thank you very
much. Thanks so much, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We've been talking with Amy Swade, who is Meyer Gardens Director of Public Relations. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.